Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis from Dal Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah Mem Dal Amud Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Hamachzer Grushasai, a person who's Machzer Grushasai is over on the Isser Deraisa, the Isser Leisa say of Machzer Grushasai, or Vanaisi Chalutzasa, he marries a lady after he did Chalitza to her, so that's also a Lav Deraisa. Vanaisi Kreivas Chalutzasai, a person who marries the relative of someone who he did Chalitza with, which Lachaira is only an Isser Derabanan. So Yaitzi Vavla Namzer Div Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says that we force the husband to divorce her, well, won't really need a gap, but we force the husband to get rid of the wife, and the child is going to be a mamzer. The sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that if a person has a child with someone who has an Isra Lav, the result is that the child is a mamzer. However, that ain't a vlad mamzer, the child's not a mamzer, only by chai v'krisis the vlad's a mamzer, not over here. But by the case of kreves grushasai, so that's already an erva. Let's say a person marries his ex-wife's sister, so that's already an erva, and in such a case, the child's going to be a mamzer. That's already a chiyuv kares, and the child's going to be a mamzer. Now, I asked the Gemara, "V'sav Rabbi Kiva, hanaisi kreivas chalutzasa yavah mamzer?" Does Rabbi Kiva really hold in the case of kreivas chalutzasa, which the chayr is only nisid the rabbanon, that the child is going to be a mamzer? V'amrei shlakish kad shana Rabbi achis grusha medivrei tayra achis chalutza medivrei seifrim. The iser of achis chalutza of kreivas chalutzasa is only nisid the rabbanon. So how could the child be a mamzer? So says the Gemara. In Echanami switched to girsa. Tani kreivas grushasa. Rabbi Kiva wasn't speaking about kreivas chalutzasa. He was speaking about kreivas grushasa. It says the Gemara that Echanami mistavra. It's actually a little bit. Raya, that's really what the girsa of the Mishnah is supposed to be. The Ketani Seifa, Umaydin Benaisa Kreves Grushasa Shavam Mamzer. The Seifa says that even though the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Akiva, they agree about the case of Kreves Grushasa that the child's a Mamzer. Now, we have Bisham Ayriba, Haini the Ketani Umaydin. So that sounds like Rabbi Akiva spoke about this case. And therefore the Chachamim are coming and they're arguing and they're saying that we disagree, but we agree in this case that you said. So then that makes a lot of sense. But if Rabbi Kiva never spoke about that case, then how can you say that we agreed to you in this case? Rabbi Kiva never told you his opinion in that case. Says the Gemara, that's not shver. Not that Rabbi Kiva spoke about the case, but on that which the Chachamim are arguing fundamentally on Rabbi Kiva. And they're saying that the Mishnah is coming to say that the Chachamim are made that b'chayv krisis yesh mamzer. Says the Gemara, so our Mishnah is the Makar that according to the Chachamim yesh mamzer b'chayv krisis hakatani lekaman. It's a Mishnah later that ezu mamzer kol she'er baser shu b'layavoy div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva holds anybody who has even just a leisa say the child's a mamzer. Rav Shimon HaTimni, Oyim Merkol Shechayavin Olav Kares, Bidei Shemayim, Bahalacha Kedvarav. Rav Shimon HaTimni says, no, it's telling someone who has a Chiv Kares, so then the child's a Mamzer, and that's the Halacha. So how could you say that our Mishnah is coming to teach us this then? It's a Mefurash Mishnah later. Says the Gemara, V'dama Kasasa, Montana, Rav Shimon HaTimni. Maybe Rabbi wanted there to be a Stam Mishnah like the Shita of Rav Shimon HaTimni. So says the Gemara, because then him came, listen, Shar Chai V'Krisis, Kreves Grushasa Lamali. So then the kasha would be, though, is that why does the Mishnah specify Dafka this Chi of Kares? Punk this one of Kreves Grushasa. I speak about any Chi of Kares. Why stick on Kreves Grushasa? El Shramina Ayriba. It must be because the Tanakhama spoke about, because Rabbi Akiva spoke about Kreves Grushasa, and not Kreves Chalutzasa. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma La'ilum Loi Ayriba. It could be Rabbi Akiva spoke about only Kreivas Chalutzasai, not Kreivas Grushasai. You have no Hechrach. Maybe there's no din of Kreivas Grushasai listed in the Mishnah, in the Reisha. Va'aydi the Tanu Ma'achs Grushasai, V'naisi Chalutzasai, Kreivas Chalutzasai, is the Taminami, Kreivas Grushasai. But since in the Reisha we spoke about all these very similar cases, so therefore in the Sefer, when we're looking for an example of a Chi of Kares, so the Mishnah Tana spoke about Kreivas Grushasai, but not because Rabbi Akiva ever spoke about that. So bottom line is that there's no Hechrach to switch the Gersa of the Mishnah. So let's stick with our Gersa of Kreivas. And the kasha is that Ela Kreivas Chalutzasai Rabbi Kiva Havi Mamzer? Is that really true? That the Kreivas Chalutzasai, according to Rabbi Kiva, the child's a Mamzer? L'chayr, it's only Nisid Rabbanan. And to that, says the Gemara, then no. Rabbi Kiva has an interesting shita, not like anyone else. That Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechnan, that Hainu Taimid Rabbi Akiva, Amr Akra, that comes from the Pasuk. That Kreivas Chalutzasai is Nisid Araisa, because it says, Beis Chalutzana, Lakas of Karabesa. The Torah calls the lady who the Yavam does Chalitza with, it calls her his bias. It calls her his wife. And since it's like his wife, so just like by a grusha, there's an isser of kreivas grushasai, that's an isser deraisa, so too by a chalutza, there's an isser of kreivas chalutzasai, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that's an isser deraisa. Says the Gemara Vayter, now Amar Yosef, Amar Shimon bar Rebbe, Hakol Moedim b'machzer gushasai, Shavlad Pogum l'kuhuna. Then everybody agrees that the child born from a machzer gushasai, so the child is going to be Pogum l'kuhuna. If they have a daughter, so that daughter is not going to be allowed to marry a kayin. The man Hakol Moedim, what does it mean Hakol Moedim? It means Shimon HaTimni. It means that even Shimon HaTimni, Daf Agav Amar Shimon HaTimni, Ein Mamzer Michayv Elavin, even though Rav Shimon HaTimni says that the child born from such a relationship is not a mamzer, but still, Nihi the mamzer lehavi pogum yahavi. Even though the child won't be a mamzer, the child will still be considered a pogum, the child will be pasul l'kuhuna. And that's learned down mikavuchaymer ma'amana. It's learned down from a kavuchaymer of the Isser of Amana l'kain gadol. Ma'amana l'kain gadol she'ni sura shavu b'kol. But na pogum, by Amana l'kain gadol. This Isser is not an Isser that applies to everybody. The Isser of Amana is only to a kain gadol. And still the result of the relationship is that the child becomes a cholol, the child is pasul l'kuhuna. So zushi sura shavu b'kol, so by machzer gushasai, which is an Isser that's ba'atzim shayach to everyone in Klal Yisrael, has an Isser of machzer gushasai. So ain't a din shiv na pogum, so then surely the child should be pogum. And that would be the makar for this halacha. However, says the Gemara that ikal mifrach, you could ask three questions. Number one, ma la amana shekeni atzma mischalalas. It's not really such a good kavuchaymer because amana l'kain gadol also has a chumra that the amana herself becomes pasul, as opposed to machzer grushasai, that the machzer grushasai, the grusha, she's already pasul l'kuna. Nothing has changed to her status. She doesn't even tack on an isser of achilas truma, Rashi points out. So there's nothing that changes in her status. So maybe your child is not going to be a mamzer. And furthermore, another kasha on this kavuchaymer is that the Torah seems to suggest otherwise. The Torah describes the Isser machzer gushasai, and it says the ta'evahi. So it says he ta'eva ksif. It says, it describes that what she's doing is as an abomination. She's a ta'eva. But smashma make the diyek that she's a ta'eva, ve'im baneha ta'evan. That the child by machzer gushasai is not a ta'evan. They do not become pasul kuhuna. And question number three is that Tani, we learned in the Braisa not like that. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that the Machzer Grushasa, Vainaisi Chalutzasa, Vainaisi Krivas Chalutzasa, in all these cases, Rabbi Kiva Aimer Ein Lo Ba'al Kedusha Ve'Netzricha Imenu Ge, Rabbi Kiva says that the Kedusha is not Taifis, Mamela, she's not going to need a Ge, V'Psula Uva the Pasul. But the woman herself in these cases, so she becomes pasul, and the child also becomes pasul, which we know means that the child's a mamzer, because the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that, yesh mamzer mechai vilavin. V'kaifin oisei lo haitzim. We force them to separate. V'chachamim ha'imrim that yesh lo ba'kadushin, v'tzrichay menu get, that the kadushin is taifis mechai vilavin, mamela, she's gonna need a get. V'yikshayra uvlad kasher. She remains kasher, and the child is kasher. L'man. Now when it says that the child is kasher, kasher to who? L'hav l'kahuna? L'chayra means that the child is kasher l'kahuna. And that's a third kasha now on the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara is going to reject at least these last two kashas. So working backwards now, says the Gemara regarding this brisa, that lo I know that when the Chachamim say vlad kasher, it's like a hal. Not that the vlad is kasher to a kayin, it could be the child's pugum and the asr to a kayin, but vlad kasher means that the child does not become a mamzer. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, that we're talking about kasher l'kahal, the status to the kahal. So when the Chachamim say that hikshera l'man ilayim l'kahal, if you'll say that that also to be parallel is talking about the kahal pshita. Of course, she's kshera l'kahal. Mishum dizani avsa l'kahal, just because she was mizane, so now she should become possible to marry the Klal Yisrael. Elav l'kahuna. Obviously, when the Chachamim said that she's kshera, the chiddush is that she's kshera l'kahuna. Umidhi l'kahuna v'adinami l'kahuna. And from the fact that when the Chachamim spoke about the woman, that it was talking about the kahuna. So then also when they said that the vlad kasher, it meant kasher le kahuna. It's a kasher in Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, no, me the area. Who said? Hakadisa, vakadisa. When it described he, it was talking about the status to the kahuna. And when they spoke about Vlada, they spoke about Vlada l'kahal. And Hakanami Mistavra, and I'll even bring you a raya to that, the Katani Reisha, when it speaks about Rabbi Akiva Shita, so the Braisa says, he psula vlad pasul. Now, he psula laman. Who does Rabbi Kiva say that she's pasul to? Ilema l'kahal, misham dezania, absolutely l'kahal. Just because she was mezania, she becomes pasul l'kahal, elav l'kahuna. So for sure, Rabbi Kiva was discussing her status l'kahuna. But then Rabbi Kiva said, vlad pasul, that the child is also pasul. Laman, pasul to who? Ilema l'kahuna, ha l'kahal kasher, but that the child is kasher l'kahal, ha Rabbi Kiva, va mamzer. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that there's a mamzer from chayvi lavin, so the child's a mamzer. It's also l'kahal. pshita l'kahal. So when Rabbi Kiva said pasul, obviously he meant pasul l'kahal. So it comes out with the reisha hakadisa v'hakadisa. From the fact that the reisha, when it spoke about he, it was referring to her status to the kahanim, to kuna. And when it spoke about vlada, it was referring to kahal. So say fanam v'hakadisa v'hakadisa. We could say the same thing within the sheet of the chachamim. And there's no raya that when it spoke about, when the chachamim said vlada kasher, that they meant vlada kasher l'kahuna. Could be just vlada kasher l'kahal, the child's on a mamzer, and in a chanami, the child might be pasul in a pagam l'kahuna. It says the Gemara now, v'hita eva nami. In the second kasha you asked also, that it says v'hita eva, that's not a kasha. Who said to be medayik that she's an abomination and not the children? Maybe that he to eva vein tsarasa to eva. It means that if she has a tsara, and Reuven dies without any children, so even though she's asar to Shemen, but the tsara is mutter to Shemen. She's a teva, not the tsara. Ava b'neha teva, and it could be the children are pagum. So that's not a kasha either. El almana kasha. Ma'al almana shekiniyatza mischalalas, that's taka shver. That you can't really learn out from Amman and L'Kayin Gadol to Masa Grushasai, because Amman and L'Kayin Gadol has a chumra that the woman herself, the Amman herself, becomes Pasul L'Kahuna. So says the Gemara, because of that kasha, we have to switch what Rabbi Yosef meant. That Ela'iyad Mar Hachiyad Mar. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Shimon Barabi, that Kol Maidim Abal Chayvi Krisa Shevlad Pagam. Not by Machzor Grushasai. Everybody agrees by the case of Chayvi Krisis, even if you normally hold that Chayvi Krisis, the child is not a Mamzer, but everybody agrees that the child is at least Pagam, is at least Asur L'Kahuna. Manako Maidim is referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Da'af Agav Dam Rabbi Yeshua, a Mamzer in Chayvi Krisis, even though Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is that a Mamzer is only from Chayvi Mises Bezdin, but a Mamzer in Chayvi Krisis, Nehid the Mamzer Lehavi, Pagam Yehavi, even though the child won't be a Mamzer, but it will be Pasul L'Kahuna, and be Kavachimer Me'almana from this Kavachimer. That kavuchaimer. Now, v'chitema, maybe you'll ask the same pircha as before, that ma'al amana shekini yatsa mischalalas, that by an amana, she herself becomes pasul, hachanami, kevin shenivula, asula zaina. So, here too also, by chayvi krisis, when it comes to chayvi krisis, the woman also becomes pasul l'kahuna, she also becomes a zaina, who becomes pasul l'kahuna, and therefore, that's not a pircha. And mamela, this could be a makar, amana l'kain gadol would be the makar, as a kavuchaimer, that who adin any chayvi krisis, even if you would hold it, the child's not a mamzer, but the child will at least be pagum, will at least be pasul l'kahuna.